Okay, and are you familiar with the branch in West Colonial Drive?
Colonial Drive? No.
Okay, yep. So it shows here that there was an African-American male who stepped inside the West Colonial Drive branch, and they were trying to make some transfers take place here, as well as a large sum withdrawal. And he provided the teller with a fake ID that matched everything on file, literally the height, the weight, the name, even the signature. Only difference was it was his face on the ID instead of yours. And he didn't have a physical debit card associated with the account to make this withdrawal. So we declined him inside the branch for that. Now, he was passing a sticky note back and forth with the teller. And I guess that had all of your account balances on it. And he was trying to make a large sum withdrawal out of your account, which we considered an LSW. But since we've been picking up on the pattern and you're not the first case to happen like this, basically what I can tell you is that we do understand where the fraud is coming from, and we do suspect the tellers to be working in cahoots with these people, because no random person should be able to know how much money you have, which account it's in. And then not only that, but our tellers are not even verifying two forms of identification. So when this person stepped inside, he literally just provided the teller with a sticky note with balances written down on it and then not safe ID there. And they were still trying to go ahead and approve the funds to him. The only reason we were able to stop it is because somebody at the fraud facility called down to that branch and told them withdrawals as a total, not even only for that consumer, is going to be on hold for today.
Oh, dang.
So it's just definitely something tricky that has been happening. And you're not the first consumer. It has been happening for the past 2 to 3 weeks. And we have been investigating different cases, and we are trying to pick up exactly where it is happening and stemming from. But we do suspect our tellers to be in cahoots with these people that have been stepping inside. Because like I did state, no random person should know how much money you have and which account it's in. And then they also have all your information on the ID. The only difference is it's just their face on it instead of yours. So with that.